Well, tonight, what I would like to share with you, I've titled Standing Together on What? Somebody just said it, God's Word. You know, people stand on a lot of things. We all have certain desires, passions, and we get involved in these desires that we have. And we take a stand on them, don't we? And people have been taking a stand for centuries on various subjects and things. You know, from equal rights, women's rights, voting, pollution, global warming, right? All kinds of things. Trash in Chula Vista. They had the Chula Vista, local town here in the San Diego County area, they were on strike, weren't they?
Yeah.
That was a big deal. And so they were taking a stand. We want higher pay. So they struck and the trash built up. So people take a stand. I saw that Starbucks, several stores in Starbucks, where the people took a stand because they wanted to be unionized. So, all kinds of stuff. When I was in elementary school, I remember a bunch of us went to the cafeteria, and we took a stand. We said, we're tired of white milk. We want chocolate milk. And we're not going to drink any of this white milk until we get chocolate milk. So we took a stand. I don't think we got our chocolate milk. That didn't work. Well, any of you, what kind of things have you taken a stand on, or have you heard about people taking a stand on?
Save the trees.
Save the trees.
Save the children.
Save the children, yeah. What else?
We're against critical race theory.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds. Did we talk about take a stand, wear a mask, or
wear a mask
or don't wear a mask? Everybody's taking a stand on something.
Well, respect everybody's decision to whether you want to take it or not. They jump it over. It's funny. It's supposed to be a free country.
Yeah.
They push you, mandate it.
Yeah.
And some children, they don't know what's going on. They need to explain, you know, the situation more clearly.
Yeah.
Some of us, they don't know, and the parents, maybe they don't know, or they're afraid.
Yeah.
To go forward, yeah.
Yeah, some countries, they're afraid to take a stand.
Yes.
Yeah.
The power of Holy Spirit.
Yeah, you take a stand on the power of Holy Spirit. I like that. I like that. Well, what we want to take a stand on, stand together on God's Word.
You're right.
Amen.
And I want to talk with you tonight on the greatness of taking a stand together on God's Word. How big is God? If we're going to stand for God, well, how big is He? And there's some interesting verses. If you'd like to go to Psalm 147, we'll take a look at it. And I've got to turn in my Bible, too, to look at it. So bear with me as we look at some of these scriptures. But 147 in Psalm 147, verse 4. Here's what God says. He telleth the number of the stars, He calleth them all by their names. I mean, scientists today are endeavoring, trying to count the stars and use all the computers to classify them and count them and name them. They don't have names for them. There's just not enough names to go around. They have all these crazy numbers. But God has done that. He not only knows how many there are, but He's got names for them. That's how big our God is. Fantastic. You know, they say there's some 3 billion stars in our galaxy of Milky Way. And how many galaxies are out there? 100 billion galaxies, they say.
Wow.
So it's just unbelievable from our finite minds how big the universe is. But for God, no big deal. He's got it classified. He can handle it pretty easily. Luke. Let's go to Luke. Luke chapter 12. How big is our God? How much does he care for us? Why would we want to stand for God? Does he stand for us? Does he care for us? Well, it says in Luke 12, verse 7, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. All your hairs are numbered there. Some of us got a lot more hair than others. I'm losing my hair. But you know, God's numbered them. He must really care for us, that he would go through the trouble of numbering our hairs, huh? Mm-hmm. So we've got a huge God, a great God, a loving God. He just cares about every aspect of our life. And then there's another one. Back to Psalm 139. I guess we should have looked at this when we were there. But go ahead. It's a little exercise here, a little finger exercise, going through your Bible or pushing the buttons on your phone. Psalm 139, 17. You know, does God think about us? How much do we think about God during the day? Well, look at verse 17 and 18, Psalm 139. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than what?
The sand.
The sand. Isn't that amazing? So maybe we think about God how many times a day? 5, 10, 20? Maybe not even, huh? But how often is he thinking of us? A whole bunch, right?
Yeah,
oh my goodness. This is just amazing.
More in number than the sand.
Yeah. It's just phenomenal.
Crazy.
Just phenomenal. So our God, why not stand for him? Why not stand with him?
Mm-hmm.
And then we want to stand on his word, God's word. And what's so special about God's word? Why do we want to stand on that? Well, his word is precious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is fantastic. And if God's numbering hairs, if he's counting the stars and the galaxies, if his thoughts toward us are more than the sand on the beaches of Ocean Beach or Mission Beach or any other beach, his word must be pretty fantastic. Let's go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I trust by the end of tonight, you will really appreciate the opportunity to stand together with your brothers and sisters in Christ on God's word. God is so fantastic, and his word is so fantastic. It says in Psalm, didn't he? What is it, 132? He magnified it above all his name. 138:2, I think it is. Yes, thank you. He magnified it above his name. Wow. Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's read some of the great scripture, word of God here. Verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud. I mean, my goodness, if those are going to be happening in the last days, we must be in the last days already, huh? Because everybody's into themselves. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minders, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Man, that's man for you. having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, what should we do?
Turn away.
See, we're going to stand on God's word, and we can turn away from some of these other things. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, and that's old King James there, harmless women.
Gullible.
Is that another translation?
New King James.
All right. Laden with sins, led away with many lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Boy, there's so many universities and colleges and libraries and books out there. But the book that really counts is that one book, God's Word. And then he talks about verse 8, Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses. So do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou has fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord did what?
Delivered me.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You know, if you're having a tough time, things are maybe not going your way, somebody says something not nice to you, well, that's the adversary in this world is not taking kindly to Christians. Verse 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14, but, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known what?
The Holy Scriptures,
which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, or is God-breathed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. You see, what counts for Timothy there, what Paul was writing, inspired by God, was to continue in the things that he was assured of, and that's the Word of God. It's the Word of God that makes the difference. All this other stuff we read in the first part of this chapter, meaningless compared to the greatness of God's Word. So we want to stand on God's Word because it's the greatest thing you could ever stand on. Let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Mm-hmm. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. You know, we can read about that, right, in the Gospels. Here they heard a voice, a booming voice from heaven. God spoke audibly to them and talked to them about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then what does verse 19 say? We have also a more sure word of prophecy. That was fantastic, but we have a more sure word of prophecy whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private or one's own interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, God Almighty. See, holy men of God wrote the word of God as God moved them, inspired them, gave them revelation, and they wrote the word of God. So, the two great things that we can stand on is God, stand for God and His Word, right?
Right.
So that's why this year we want to stand together on God's Word, because there's nothing more loving, more caring, more exacting, more powerful, more meaningful than God's Word. It is the standard. It is the truth of truth. Nothing else comes close to it. Nothing can compare to the wonderful Word of God. And we have that Word. We have been entrusted with the Word of God. Isn't that fantastic?
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man, we should be so thankful, so blessed that we've had access to His wonderful Word. God is fantastic, isn't He? He is so big, so caring, so loving. He's thinking about us all the time. His word is so rich and caring and loving. So that's why we want to read the word, the scriptures. We want to keep our head in the book because it's the book of life. And it's what we share with others so they can have a knowledge to salvation, so they can get into the family of God. So I'm excited what we can do with the Word of God. I remember Jesus Christ when He was in the wilderness tempted by the devil, right? The old devil tempted Him in many different ways. And what was Jesus' response?
It is written.
He threw the Word of God in the devil's face. It is written. It is written. Well, we have the written Word of God to live our life for. So again, I'm real excited about the opportunity we have to hold forth the words of life, to continue to learn and grow in that Word, help each other, minister to one another, and to bring other people to a knowledge of the truth. So we're going to stand together on God's Word this year.
Amen.
Amen. I hope so. I hope so. Amen and amen. Well, Father, thank You for Your wonderful, matchless Word, that it's just so fantastic. It is so loving and caring, and You are so loving and caring. So I thank You that You have given us Your Word that we can stand on. We can believe and walk out on and see great wondrous things come to pass. You said that in the manifestations. You encouraged us to stand on Your word. So I'm sure excited that we can do that together as the family of God. So we thank You, Father, for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.